So we'll keep you updated on that change on the other side of this weekend.
It's 20 to 7. You know, if you're a top sports person, changing up your sort of training schedule can help.
Yeah, and what do they call it? Cross-training, don't
they? Cross-training, yeah, just doing different things. And some of our Australia's top swimmers are changing their training a little bit.
Well, particular type of swimmers, yes. Here. They're going to be hosted by the Queensland Ballet today and tomorrow. Lee Shwing Sing is the artistic director of the Queensland Ballet. Exactly who are we talking about that will be coming along to your rehearsals, Lee? Good morning.
Hi, Craig. Good morning. The Australian artistic swimmers are coming to us today.
So the synchronised swimmers.
Yes. And yeah, so we are so excited to host them. And it was introduced by Gina Reinhardt. As you know, she's a big supporter for Swim Australia.
Yeah.
In general. So and she thought there might be a great opportunity for them to learn from us, and also from us to learn from them. So I think it's just going to be an incredible learning opportunity for both them and Queensland Ballet.
Yeah, well, synchronised swimming is a little bit, it is sort of like ballet in the water. So what sort of things will they be working on and looking at today?
They will be watching our rehearsal and classes in progress. For example, we are rehearsing Sleeping Beauty, which will be opening next Friday, and so we're into the thicket of putting everything together and refining all the lines, and all the people have to be absolutely work up the chemistry and to be so together in the group scenes. So they'll be watching a lot of rehearsal. We'll be conducting Q&A sessions between me and the coaches and swimmers to talk about my experiences, and also about the how do you manage the peak performance aspect. And then they're going to speak to our dancers, and they're going to have mutual learning sessions discussing some of the related issues, like how to work together, how to work up the chemistry, how do you feel each other, for example. And then they're also going to speak to our physio, our massage therapist, about how to manage their bodies and their injuries. And then we're going to watch them practice, which is so exciting. So they're going to practice their routines. And so there will be a lot of shared experiences. And they're going to watch a bit of video, for example, of us, the iconic ballet of Swan Lake. We're going to have one of our former dancers who were deeply involved in the court ballet work, and to really dissect to, you know, all what they were going through when they were performing had to be rehearsed in total line, and to have that synchronicity effect.
Lee Shwing Sing, if the synchronised swimmers are coming to you on dry land, does that mean the reverse is going to happen as well, that the Queensland Ballet dancers will end up in the pool sometime?
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be fantastic? So, Craig, what we want to do is really to be able to provide them as much insight what the ballet dancers, as you know, is one of the most disciplined art forms imaginable. And so through our training experiences, our how to manage our dancers, to really share our insight with them, hopefully we can provide them with a sense of help or inspiration to allow them to win gold medals at the Olympics in Tokyo.
Is this the first time you've worked with another sporting team?
No, we have worked with Lions, and we have worked with Swim Australia in general, and they all were fascinated with how we train our dancers. So that has been, those exchange has been going. I've shared with my experience with the coaches in, for example, Tennis Australia, and I was involved with Beijing Olympics with the Olympics teams in China, for example. So there you know, personally, I have had a lot of experience with different sports disciplines, but for artistic swimming, it is the first time. So I know their team is very excited. Our team is very excited. So it's going to be one of the most unique experiences. And I really do hope this is going to be a start of many such events to come for Queensland Ballet.
Yeah, what a great idea. And yeah, ballet dancers, elite sports people, have a lot in common, particularly when you think of ballet and synchronized swimming and the precision that is involved. Lee, thanks for telling us about it. Really appreciate your time as always.
Thank you. And also, they're going to come on Saturday night, come see our pre-professional students perform in their Aspire program at the Kalman Grove State College. So that's going to be a thrill for them to watch rehearsals and be able to see us performing as well.
Yeah, most certainly. Well, Lee Shering Singh, the Artistic Director of Queensland Ballet, as he said, the Sleeping Beauty, that opens at QPAC in just over a week's time as well. And I'm on the countdown clock for Tokyo 2020. 64 days, 14 hours, 14 minutes and 25 seconds until the opening ceremony of this year's Olympics.
You're with Craig Zonka and Loretta Ryan on ABC Radio Brisbane.
It is 6:45. Virgin Australia is set to announce hundreds of new jobs across the country today. The airline says more flights and routes will be added to its schedule in coming months. And as a result, hundreds of jobs will be on offer across the country.